在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello there, and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of July, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Angels in Flight. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States. Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I'll be bringing you English so you can get lots of practice and your language skills can be woken up. Angels in Flight, Beginners. On the 6th of this month, I took my children to Seattle to go to the Pacific Science Center. We do not go to Seattle very often, so I thought that now that it's summer,I should make the effort and make the 3-hour drive over the mountains to spend some time in that fantastic city. My children were so excited. Part of the journey was to pop in and visit my sister-in-law and her 5 children. Yes, 5. Phew. She's a smart lady. She has a nanny 4 days a week to help her with all the children and their busy lives. We arrived at their house at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.Chatted for a while, the kids played with their cousins, and then we left for the Science Museum. 3 of the cousins came with us and the nanny, called Amy. I was relieved that Amy wanted to go also because I have no idea how to get around Seattle. It really helps to follow someone else who actually has an idea where they're going. I am sure that in future podcasts, I will be telling you about areas of the museum that we visited.There was so much to see. However, the last section of the museum that we experienced was the butterfly sanctuary. It wasn't very big, but so, so beautiful. There were tropical-type plants all over the place, lots of blooming flowers, protective netting walls, and most importantly, stunning butterflies fluttering around all over the place. Advanced.As we walked into the high, humid room, I breathed a sigh of relief. Most of the day had been exhausting for me, even though it was also fun. Bringing 4 kids on a 3-hour car journey over the mountain passes, trying to negotiate my way through a city that I don't know, and then going into a museum where they took off and ran in all directions like mice that had been let out of their cages.Had just about finished me off. But when we walked into the butterfly sanctuary, and it was all stillness and quiet. Oh, mummy, look, I heard countless times, as my kids would see a delicate, fluttering beauty float past our eyes, as if we were parts of the scenery. The oohs and ahs that I heard reminded me of the oohs and ahs from the night of the 4th of July.And the reasons were similar, surprises of sudden beauty. There was a collection of a large, brilliant blue species, some tiny, pretty black and white ones, and a black and red beauty that I was really taken with. It was such a pleasure to be quiet and take in the sights. There were very strict rules to follow inside the room. No running, no touching the butterflies,No eating or drinking, and no leaving until we had been thoroughly checked. Why would we need to be checked? Because the butterflies have the habit of landing on people without them realizing, and if those people are not checked, they could walk off with a precious creature. Well, that's the end of the podcast. I hope it was useful for you. Check out the notes and the text at acupofenglish.libsyn.com.And feel free to drop me an email at acupofenglish@live.com, live.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.